It is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio, where we welcome in Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. Good morning, Thorin.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. You know, there's a lot happening on the New York side of the border over the course of the next, we'll talk about this coming weekend, but also coming up in the first week of October. I guess I want to start off talking about the world famous already, even though it hasn't yet arrived, the Millerton Food Festival coming up this Saturday.
Oh, geez, I hope we don't disappoint now.
I hear a lot of people talking about it.
Well, that's good to know, because I'm kind of, back in the office and not talking to too many people are out there, and I just hear what I hear from folks like you and folks who call in and people are also organizing it with me. So that's nice to hear.
Well, the interesting thing about it is I've gotten a couple of emails and a couple of texts and a phone call or two wanted to know if there was admission. I said, no, you don't understand. This is a community-wide event that's basically going to run through all of Millerton right out to Northeast Ford. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be, of course, the regular farmers market. But it's something that everybody can participate in. There's no admission, and you can basically probably spend a good part of your day in Millerton, New York on Saturday. And I know we're going to set up and be broadcasting in between roughly 11 and 2, depending on see how quickly I can set up in my condition that I'm in. But we're going to be there, and it's just going to be and the weather, by the way, looks like it's going to be outstanding. So it's just going to be a nice day for people to get outside and enjoy.
That was kind of the point. And, as you said, we've gotten a few questions about the same thing. If there's admission, there was one question yesterday, where do I park? And what is it? And as I explained, we have a lot of restaurants and we even have a couple of liquor stores. We have the Harney Tea, Irving Farm, a coffee roaster. So we already have a lot of food related and drink related businesses in town who are, all participating and doing something special, or, some of them, just like Candio's is going to have, she told me when I talked to her last week, is going to have ice cream tacos. Whether or not that has changed now, I'm not sure. And the Dig is going to do a special crepe station. So the existing businesses are all participating. So that is already giving us quite a bit of, folks who are doing something. Additionally, we have throughout town a couple of vendors setting up, and yes, the farmers market, which is always on Saturdays from 10 to 2, is obviously participating, but John and his team there are going to have even more vendors and things happening there, so it's going to be an expanded market. Additionally, we have, you'll be set up at the Irondale Schoolhouse, where they're going to have cookies for the kids, and some of the retailers in town are going to have, cider and donuts or other, food-related treats that, people, while they're browsing, can have a sip or, have a little snack. The library is having a special event, and it's going all the way up to Northeast Ford.
And the library, in the baking contest, they're offering $100 gift certificate to the winner to any Millerton business.
Yeah. So it's a lot of things, a lot of fun stuff. And Land has been going absolutely crazy up in Northeast Ford with all the stuff he has going on up there, starting with soccer and Bakers and Ronniebrook Farm. And I don't even know what at this point, because he keeps adding to the list up there.
Yeah, he does. He does an amazing job. So basically, all of the town, and you have plenty of parking along Century Boulevard. You have plenty of parking along the rail trail on South Main Street, I think is what it's called.
And South Center Street, yeah.
South Center Street. And there's plenty of places to park. And the great thing about the town, it's a very easy town to walk about and enjoy as well. So it should be a lot of fun. Now, before we get on to one of your articles, I want to talk about the Silo Ridge Community Foundation and their first annual Hudson Valley Rodeo, which is going to support the Amenia Wasaya Community organization. That's not till Saturday, October 2nd at Keene Stud, but that sounds like it also is going to be a very, very big event.
It certainly does, and we've been helping them promote it, while we were putting up yard signs for the Millerton Food Fest, I noticed they were putting up signs for the rodeo, so I'm sure people see them all over the area. But that's, they're going to have a concert and the rodeo, and it sounds like a super exciting event and something that, you don't quite have a chance to participate in or go to, you know, that often. So I hope folks really enjoy it and go online and get their tickets.
I think what's interesting about it, and when I was interviewing them just yesterday, I was telling them one of the big events before the pandemic was in Goshen, Connecticut at the Goshen Fairgrounds. They had a rodeo every year, and that rodeo was sold out. It was absolutely sold out. So I think they're going to do real good. I think they're going to raise a lot of money. And we're all looking forward to that on Saturday, October 2nd. So right across the border is going to be very, very, very busy. But now I want to go to one of your articles in this month's Main Street Magazine. Why is my kid's school teaching about emotions?
Ian Strever, for those who are not familiar with him, is also the principal of Housatonic Valley Regional High School. So Ian has a very distinct position and viewpoint and insight into all things education related. And he starts this off on a personal note, saying he was talking to a gentleman at a hotel that he was at. And, you know, the gentleman, you know, nicely enough, you know, was giving his thoughts on education and what should and shouldn't be happening. And Ian then walks through the article a little bit, explaining different from his perspective, from an educator's perspective, from an administration perspective, and just someone who's been in education for so long, about his thoughts on it and why things are the way they are. So especially with school starting up and you know, folks, you know, when it comes to education, we all have different viewpoints. I mean, when it comes to our kids, we're very protective and want the best. So it's an interesting viewpoint. And, you know, as a mother, I also enjoyed reading it with my kids going back to school as well.
Ian's done a great job. He was first vice principal, now principal. And as a matter of fact, the Housatonic Valley Regional High School has just been outstanding, even during this pandemic. They release all the information when it need be, just to keep the community involved as to what's going on, so no rumors can come up. Ian, I never realized until I saw his articles in your magazine, what a great writer he is. He really is.
He is a fantastic writer, and I'm lucky that he's been writing for me for a few years, but this late winter, he said to me, he's like, I got too much going on with school, so I'm going to have to take a break, you know, so I can't write so frequently. And I said, hey, as long as you're going to keep writing a few times a year, that's fine. Because I personally enjoy his articles so much, and whether it's, you know, on topics like this, or if it's on nature, or nutrition, or whatever it happens to be, he's such a fantastic writer, and it's such an enjoyment to, you know, read his pieces.
All right, and before we go, I want to hit on because it's coming, folks. Like I said, I come into work in the dark now. Fall and winter is coming. You've got an article, Cold Comfort: Your Old House Can Achieve Coziness and Savings with Affordable New Products. And I can second this, because 2 years ago, the town of Sharon invested in a new propane furnace here. They invested in putting insulation on all the exterior walls, and this is an old house, and it's made a huge difference. And this story is a forerunner for what's coming for people that have old houses.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's coming to that time of year. I'm not very excited, but Lori is new to us, but she said that when she bought her house in Millerton, that she ran into some interesting things, and so she wanted to share her experience with it. And when it came to operating an old house, it's quite tumultuous sometimes in the winter here in the Northeast. So she, you know, went through this process and gives a, you know, couple of snippets of things that folks can do and what a difference it can make. Just like in your case, it can make a huge difference in just the comfort of the home and the energy savings. And then, you know, which also, you know, goes down to monetary savings.
Well, it's an interesting time we're in, and I know we're all going to have fun in Millerton, New York on a Saturday, once again, for the food festival. And you're to be credited, Main Street Magazine, you and the Millerton business people that got together to put this on, because it's a little bit of a chance coming out of the pandemic, but it's a nice way, once again, to get our area people outside and enjoying themselves after the pandemic. So you're all to be credited, and I'm sure it's just going to be a resounding success.
I hope so. And you know, as you know, we have a handful of outside vendors that are coming in. So I hope, you know, folks enjoy that, and we're excited if it's a good success. We have a lot of folks who are interested in coming next year. So we'll see how things go Saturday, and we just hope that people are patient, that they, you know, follow guidelines and are safe and enjoy a nice day out.
All right. Main Street Magazine is, of course, available for free for pickup throughout the tri-state region. Also online, mainstreetmag.com. Thorne, we'll speak to you next week, but we'll obviously probably maybe see you on Saturday.
You will most certainly see me Saturday. I'll be there helping folks in organizing.
All right, Thorne. Have a great week.
You too. See you Saturday.
Bye-bye. Thorne Christendatter, Main Street Magazine, here on Robin Hood Radio. Once again, you can find them at mainstreetmag.com.